From the sublime to the ridiculous, completely inconsequential, Kitty and Kay's Wide World of Sports coming at you one more time. Bronco Babble in the house. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Luke.
Welcome
back.
Hey, Briscoe. Thank you.
Hey, Luke.
Hi, Briscoe.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Let's babble. 963-2976 if anyone wants to babble along with us.
It is so much more fun when we are on this winning streak, isn't it?
It really is.
Isn't wow. it, though?
It yeah. is.
Yeah, the world's looking good, except...
Except I have some really bad news.
Uh-oh.
Bronco fans are going to be clutching Kleenex when they hear this one. Emmanuel Sanders tore his Achilles tendon in training today.
Give me a
tissue. Yeah, during practice. Yeah.
Oh.
Today.
What? I hadn't
yes,
heard
he's
this.
He's out. This
oh
is
my God. On top of
to
Chris Harris?
Yeah, on top of Chris Harris. Out for the season, probably, with a broken fibula.
It is incredible, the number of injuries
yeah.
the Broncos have sustained, and yeah. yet, look Matt, what they keep
Matt
doing.
Matt Paradis?
Exactly. Matt Paradis, Jeff Hyerman.
Yeah.
Jordan Taylor is another
Max
guy
Garcia.
That left the game.
Speaking of Max Garcia, the offensive line has gone unheralded for a couple of weeks, but I think it's been a key.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they are stepping up.
Yeah.
Talk about next man up with all the injuries.
Yeah.
The offensive line's killing it.
And they have tackles playing guard. Both
yeah.
of the starting guards are
is,
really
is
offensive tackles.
Is that a hard
tackles.
Thing?
I don't... Well, I think it is just in the mentality. You know, the tackles are generally not as quick as guards. Tackles are normally bigger and wider. They're there to protect the passing quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And the guards pull more. And the guards trap more. They do all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But tackles obviously have stepped up. Those guys that are playing and they're... Wow. And, you know, awards all around this week, right?
Right.
Yes.
Awards
right.
all around. Today it was just announced. Philip Lindsay, the NFL's offensive
player of the week.
How about
yes.
that?
He deserves
did
it.
You watch the game last week?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Oh, my God. Did you see that? Did you, Luke?
Did I watch the game?
Yeah.
No, I watched the second quarter and I heard the second half.
Okay.
I haven't seen anybody like Philip Lindsay
right.
this year get to the corner and around the corner
did
for extra
yardage. Did you see that move? Did you see
at
that
the touchdown?
Cut?
Which
yeah.
one?
The one, the first one.
the one he had to wait and yeah. they're down near the goal line.
Oh,
and he
right.
had to wait a little bit and then
he
like,
cut over.
Boom. Like he got
yeah.
shot
so
out
good.
Of a cannon right to the end
you know,
zone standing
he's at,
up.
He's at 937 yards this
well,
so far.
Already. That's
yes.
amazing.
This season is becoming so historic for him.
Yeah.
And however long it's going to last, I am so much enjoying the ride that we got to get to be on with him.
Yeah, and he
to
scored,
witness this.
He scored, was it a 65-yard touch run to score a
it
touchdown?
60-something, yeah.
60-something yeah. yard. Yeah. Yard run, yeah, to score.
So
a
let
touchdown.
Me give you a couple
well,
stats.
You know
on
what?
This.
Before you get to stats,
yep.
the thing about Philip is that he's on pace for a 1,200-yard season, but that only puts him sixth all time on the Broncos for rookie running backs. And
sixth,
yes,
really,
that's incredible.
Olandis Gary, Mike Armstrong, Terrell Davis. There's three.
Mike
others.
Anderson probably.
Mike
is
Anderson
on there.
Is on mm-hmm. there. So you know the Broncos have always had good running backs.
Wow.
Well, in the last 30 years.
Look at this. Lindsay, in receiving the Offensive Player of the Week, is just the 10th player, undrafted rookie in NFL history to receive the award.
Wow.
Offense or defense. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
yeah.
And you know, we were speculating about his contract, Briscoe.
Oh, yeah.
I think that might have been the week Jane wasn't here. Or,
that was last week, I think.
Was it last week? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and
the only
I
week
saw
I
it
here.
In the paper. He's making $485,000.
The rookie minimum for a walk-on.
yes, and he's living in his parents' basement.
Right, in Aurora.
Aurora, Colorado.
well, I want to say there was another, a lesser-known award given out this week by the NFL for passing efficiency. Won by our own Jane Bachrach. Two passes, two completions for two touchdowns.
Yes.
The highest passer efficiency rating in the NFL last
week. Oh, thank
you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Briscoe. And I'm so glad that it's over with.
I wouldn't wish kidney stones on my enemy. I've had one, and it's the most painful pain I've ever had.
It's unbearable pain.
Yeah, it really is. So did they put you on a morphine drip?
They put me on a morphine drip.
Wow. Oh, yep. You went into la la land. Well, I get it.
I don't remember. I just know that the pain went away.
Immediately.
Not almost immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was awful.
So, Philip
Lindsay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's also the first rookie to average more than 7 yards per carry in three consecutive games since 1993. Jerome Bettis was the last rookie to do that in a three-game stretch.
The bus.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about historic. This is really amazing. He's the first Bronco to have back-to-back 100-yard rushing games since Clinton Portis did it way back in 2002.
Wow. Huh. I used to love Clinton Portis.
Then he became a Redskin.
Yeah.
Mm. Clinton Portis might be on that list, too. Was he a rookie with the Broncos? Didn't he?
I think he was.
Yeah, he was. Then he went to the Redskins for Champ Bailey.
Yeah.
That's right.
963-2976 if you want to babble about the Broncos, who are actually in contention today for the wild card spot with like five other teams or something.
Yep. Baltimore,
right?
Miami, Indianapolis, and the Titans, along with the Broncos in the AFC in the race for the wild card.
And the Broncos' schedule looks the best.
It does. But now the injury situation doesn't look so good.
Yeah, two of our best players are
God,
down
you look
and out.
Up. What's going to happen next? Vaughn Miller's going to get out.
Don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
Don't say that.
Okay, I take
no
it back.
No one else is going to get injured. But hey,
you know who doesn't get talked about as well as the offensive line is our fullback.
Yes.
Who's our fullback?
Andy Janovich.
Okay.
That guy hardly ever gets to run the ball. He had like a 37-yard pass reception last game or something.
Yeah.
That guy is as important as anybody in opening up the holes for Philip Lindsay and protecting Case when he gets it.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, not every team in the NFL has a fullback. I think only maybe a third of the teams or a half of the teams have fullbacks. There aren't that many fullbacks around.
The schemes just don't fit that in the NFL, do they?
Well, you know,
you don't ask for that.
I guess if you have a Philip Lindsay, it goes in tandem with a fullback.
But also Bradley Chubb had another sack.
Bradley Baby had another sack
okay, last week.
We have to announce a contest here. Somebody listening out there has the best nickname for Bradley Chubb.
Who?
I don't know.
I do, but I can't say it on the air.
Oh, well, that doesn't
Let's go
count.
Have beers after, James. I want to know.
Yep, Luke will get mad at me. So, yeah, we could have a contest. Yeah. Name whoever has the best nickname for Bradley Chubb. Give us a call at 963-2976. And at the end of the season,
you'll get a hurrah.
You'll get something.
Yeah.
A prize.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do y'all think about the 49ers this week?
You know, poor Niners, they're having a lot of problems, I feel, for Kyle Shanahan.
I do, too.
Because he's a good coach.
Yeah,
they're one of the worst teams in the red zone. They're ranked 31st once they're inside the red zone and scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
So they're struggling. And the Broncos, it's almost a perfect storm for the Broncos. And they're one of the best in preventing teams from scoring inside the 20. So
Plus, they're on their third-string quarterback, which means that the takeaway ratio will look good after this game for us.
Hopefully. So the 49ers are minus 20 in the turnover.
Oh,
wow.
That hurts.
The Broncos are plus 8
for
the season.
Didn't we play San Francisco at the very beginning of the season, or was that the Jets, and we lost to them? Who did we play?
We lost to the Jets. That was our worst game of the year.
Right, basically. That's right.
That was out there, wasn't it? It was awful.
That was bad. Yeah. Okay, but we haven't played San Fran yet.
And speaking of losses, we lost to the Chiefs, but now the Chiefs have lost Kareem Hunt.
I know. Well, it's a good thing. They finally
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think they finally found out the truth.
Yeah.
You know, but the problem is the NFL, and this is their big criticism, they're not trying real hard to find the truth. They have to wait till a TMZ video comes out or something.
Yeah,
like
that. But
they're
Washington,
not digging very deep.
The Redskins, yeah. Now he's on the Redskins,
I believe,
right?
They're going to pick him up.
They already have.
Well, they picked up Reuben Foster, who was accused of the same thing.
Oh,
that's
okay.
That's who they picked up. I got mixed up.
It wasn't Kareem.
Okay.
That's pretty obvious. I think Reuben is on a gray line, but the 49ers lost Reuben Foster.
Okay.
Their prize rookie running linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
963-2976 if you want to give us a call right here at Bronco Babble and babble along with us.
Cortland Sutton's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes, and I think he really has to step up for Emmanuel. Now, with the guy who's going to step in for Tim Patrick.
Oh, the rookie.
Uh-huh.
Well, he was on the team last year, I think, wasn't he?
I don't know where he's at, actually.
Yes, I think he was.
Yeah, but I don't think he's done that well. Justin Simmons, though, he intercepted a pass. He's on the defense. Justin Simmons, isn't he?
That's right. He's the safety. Although now he'll probably play nickel corner a little bit.
A little bit more. They got a guy from the Cardinals.
Oh yeah, what was his name?
Jamar
something.
Something.
Yeah.
Who's been in the league a while, a couple of different teams, but boy, talk about running thin. And I think you really miss Chris Harris's leadership on the field, too.
Well, he can still provide leadership. It's just not on the field. But
now, he says he's going to be back against the Chargers.
3 weeks.
Did you see that?
No way. I broke my fibula before, and I was not back in 3 weeks.
Vance Joseph's not giving it a timetable, but Chris is pretty convinced himself he'll be back.
Well,
because he
expects a showdown with the Chargers at the last game of the season.
He wants to pick Phillip Rivers again.
Yeah. But, you know, he says he's a fast healer, and that gives him motivation, right?
Oh, for sure.
Motivated to get out there.
Who wouldn't want to be?
963-2976. Call us with your prediction for the 49er game. That's a late game this week, right?
Well, 2 o'clock. Not 2 o'clock. Yeah, not an evening game, a late afternoon game.
Okay. In Levi's Stadium.
Yeah, not here.
Well, that's where we won the Super Bowl.
In Levi's Stadium?
That's right. When we beat, who did we beat?
So it's a good luck stadium for us. Who did we beat when we?
We lost to the Seahawks, and we beat, who did we beat in the Super Bowl? Jeez. It ain't pretty getting old, is it?
Who did we, callers, who did we beat in the Super Bowl about so three bad. Or 4 years ago?
The Panthers.
They beat Cam Newton. They embarrassed him. Vaughn Miller embarrassed him.
Oh, right. That's right. Yeah.
And then he pouted at the press conference.
Well, Cam Newton is a pouter.
He's a bit of a pouter.
He really is. Yeah. He's a baby.
Well, I liked what Wade said after the Super Bowl. Do you remember that, Jane?
What Wade said? No.
He said, because, you know, at that time it was cool to dab. I still don't know what that means.
What does it mean?
Is it like twerking or something?
A little bit.
It's the dance thing. Right.
So Wade Phillips said, a little dab will do you, and sometimes a lot of dab will undo you. That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened.
Spoken like a true bum Phillip kid.
Why did we ever let him go?
I don't know. Good question.
He is so good. I mean, he's such a good. He's and on the Rams now.
The Rams are benefiting from his expertise.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
I got a great quote talking about the turnaround the Broncos have experienced, especially the last three games and all the talk about Vance Joseph.
Is this a quote from you, or is this a quote from somebody else?
From Shelby Harris, the guy who intercepted the pass in the end zone. He said, when talking about the turnaround and what's going on in the locker room and what the focus is, he says, we love our coach and we want to protect his job and everything, but if we start focusing on just his job, then we lose sight of the whole picture. So what their point is that they're all professionals and they keep showing up every day to go to work and expect everybody to get better and continue to get better. This is not a college locker room where players truly do rally around a coach and want to save his job. That's not what's going on here in the Broncos locker room. So, I think Shelby just put it in perspective.
So, you know, we've been wondering about Vance Joseph, but, you know, if he can keep his team motivated that way, then he's doing all right.
He'll get another year.
Well, we know how down you are on him. And I was down too, and I am still.
I just don't think the NFL is supposed to be the learning ground, I think.
Right.
Because it's a results-oriented.
Right. League. No. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hey, look, it's Lisa.
Woo. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, I'm just driving back from the big city of Junction, and I realized you guys were on the radio.
Oh, so. Thanks for calling. Lisa initially broke the news to me about Emmanuel Sanders.
Well, Lisa
today.
Won last week.
Oh, she
wow,
did?
Congrats.
You won, Lisa. So that means you've won twice now this year, and so have you, Jane.
Woo!
And so has Sarah,
who's still out of town.
So, you know, the NFL is supposed to be a manly pursuit, but we've
look
got all
at,
these,
look at us go, Luke.
We've got all these women that are outpacing us, Briscoe.
Yay, Lisa! Woo-hoo!
Oh, we got some catching up to do.
No, you don't.
I might lose you guys. I can't hear you, so I might lose you.
Okay.
I just called for my prediction.
All right, what is it?
Well, it's not going to be what I would normally predict.
Okay.
I can't explain why I'm predicting this, but I have a reason.
All right.
It's going to be 37-31 Broncos. Wow.
Okay. 37-31 Broncos for Lisa. Yeah. All right. You can tell us when you're not driving why, what it means.
Well, I can tell you right now. It has to do with another betting thing I do.
Oh. Not bookmaking,
but it's just another little, you know, thing that I'm in, and it's a little club, and certain teams have to have 31.
Okay.
Guess who I got this week.
Okay. Who?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, guys.
All right, Lisa. We'll see ya.
Bye,
thanks.
Lisa.
Thanks for
bye,
calling.
Bye.
963-2976 if you want to call and place your guess as to what the Broncos score is going to be against the 49ers. Okay.
You know, they have said that this is one of the best rookie classes the Broncos have ever had.
Uh-huh.
The guys that have stepped up and produced in their rookie season, if you go from Chubb to Lindsey. There's a couple other guys.
Royce Freeman, Joseph Jewell.
Yeah,
right.
All those guys. So, and they can't remember a time when that many rookies came in and made a difference. So you could argue that that's really pushing the veterans and a fresh attitude and we got something to prove here every single day, and that's what they seem to be doing.
Uh-huh. Jamar Taylor is the...
The guy they just signed from the Cardinals.
And, well, I cannot pronounce this. They waived T. Cyrus Kuak. Jahando. I can't.
But no cigar.
Never mind.
He's not with us anymore anyway.
Just for attempting that.
Yeah, thank you. So,
what about Derek Wolf?
Oh, Derek.
He was kind of banged up.
He was banged up.
Is he still practicing? He had that rib and...
No. I don't know.
Brandon Marshall's still out.
Derek
Wolfe. Except we mentioned Jordan Taylor already, but I really like him.
Max Paradis.
Why?
I don't remember his injury. I just know he's not playing.
He's sort of like a Raymond Berry type receiver, you know, a possession receiver, mm-hmm. tall, always makes the catch.
Speaking of possession receivers, Ed McCaffrey won a state championship last weekend over his partner in crime on the radio, Dave Logan, at Cherry Creek. They beat him 24-14.
Did you hear about Dave's commute to the Cincy game in Ohio?
No.
He had the game, the championship game. It was over
Saturday.
At whenever it was over 5 or 6.
Right.
Rushed to the airport, flew to Chicago, drove from Chicago to Cincinnati, which is about 300 miles, more or less.
Oh, my God.
So he got in late.
Saturday night.
Sunday morning.
Wow.
And maybe he got 3 or 4 hours of sleep before the game. But
wow.
I heard him on the radio this week, our Monday. He didn't sound real good. He was really tired.
Yeah.
So I can now I know why.
Well, call us. The half hour is winding down, dear listener. Call us now if
963
you want to make your prediction.
2976.
That's it. That was my cue.
That was your cue, sorry, but you...
I missed it. All you got was a deer in the headlights look.
Exactly.
I'm still new to this radio game.
You don't know the phone number yet.
Still trying to get my feet underneath me.
You're doing good,
that's
Bruce.
Okay. You are. That. You're doing great.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
I just, you know, Tremont Brock, he's going to be out or is questionable already.
Cornerback?
Yeah, he was the number three cornerback. I mean, we just keep getting thinner and thinner.
And Shaquille Barrett is out.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Has been out. Huh. So
Justin Simmons really going to have to step up, play more.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. I think he's the athlete.
And Bradley Roby too.
And Bradley Roby, maybe Vance Joseph is going to have to step in. You never know.
Put
We're
me
so
in, coach.
Thin. Yeah. Coach, I'm going to put myself in.
Right.
He used to play though, right?
Joseph. At CU.
Yeah.
Did he play in the NFL? I'm
I
not sure.
don't know.
I think he tried.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Here you go. Kyle Freeland, Rockies, right?
Right.
He said, Lindsey and Freeland are the finest Colorado duo since a cold 90 shilling and a warm Pikes Peak sunset.
Oh, jeez.
I like that. That's pretty good.
So, 963-2976.
Better than a Rocky Mountain High, Jane.
Well, but I had an idea today.
Uh-oh, she had an idea.
Uh-oh.
Watch out.
Because the season, I mean, how many more games do we have?
Four.
Five? Four more games.
Yeah.
Unless we go to the playoffs.
Right.
So our season, you know, is going to be over sooner or later. Hopefully later.
So with four games left, yeah.
Go. So rather than waiting a whole year to do Bronco Babble again, I think we should have Rocky Talk.
Rocky Talk?
Rocky Talk during the summer.
Once a week.
Once a week. Oh. Or once every other week.
How does that play, Luke?
What do you think, Luke?
I have to think about that. Because, you know, this is taking time from my music program.
I know it is.
True enough.
But, so maybe a weekly program through the whole baseball season is a little much. But, I don't know, occasionally.
Yeah, maybe, you know, every other week.
That would be fun.
Something like that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, Rockies Ramblings.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Okay.
Rocky Talk.
Rocky Talk.
Like that.
Yeah.
Rocky Talk. Good old Rocky Talk.
Rocky Talk,
that could be
this
intro song, huh?
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to call and place your bet, you better call us soon at 963-2976 because we only have about six more minutes to go.
So with the four games left, you got at San Francisco, home against the Browns,
right?
At the Raiders, and home against the Chargers. Now, the beauty of this is the next three teams, they're favored. They're going to be favored to win, and the Chargers may already have their playoff spot determined,
yes,
and therefore will try to save their starters, which will they won't
set
even if they
the
win
Broncos.
Set
oh,
up
yeah.
for the Broncos to win the game if and hopefully be at 10-6 by the time we're all done here.
Yeah.
Or
I think that plays really well for us.
It does.
I like that.
It does.
Or if I were the manager of the Chargers, what I would do in that game if I had already clinched, I would use my starters for part of the game to practice some new plays.
Just tell Philip Rivers to stay home that day. You can do that.
No, work on some new plays for the playoffs. That's what I would do.
Use it as a scrimmage.
Yeah,
more.
Scrimmage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not really keeping score here.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter if they lose.
Well, we could send Vance Joseph across the field to bribe the coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so.
Okay.
Briscoe.
Picks. The Broncos have had trouble scoring over 30 points this year. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like in San Francisco. I do like them, but I just can't get the 30s, the 33 number for the Broncos. And 10 for the 49ers. 33-10 Broncos.
33-10.
Yep, that's what I'm going to go with. James and Jones. We're channeling.
Sweet home. Home on the range where the deer and the antelope play.
Okay, I've got it. 19 to 27 Broncos.
Oh, 27. See, you screwed 27, me up there 19. For a minute. 27 to 19.
Yep, sorry. 27 Broncos, 19 San Fran.
So I sense a strategy on my pick. That's why I waited till I'm last.
I allowed you to be last. It's always an advantage. I'm always last.
Yeah, never forget. Jane allows things to happen on Bronco Babble. That's just the way it works. So all I have to do is predict a lower score than 27, and I win.
If you pick the Broncos.
Well, of course I'll pick the Broncos.
Okay. What do you mean, of course?
He can play the prices right here. That's what he's doing.
You did not pick the Broncos 2 weeks ago, did you, Lou?
Dredge up my shameful past, why don't you?
Okay. Okay. Go for it. Yeah. Go for it.
Okay, I'm saying 24 to 10 Broncos.
24-10.
24-10.
I said 33-10. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you said?
I did.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pretty confident in my guess.
We have enough time for one more call, but you won't be able to babble except for a score. So this is your last call for the last
963-2976. This is the first time we haven't
Where's gotten... Felix and Sarah? Where are they at?
They're in Puerto Rico.
Still?
They'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
That's part of the U.S., right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could call in.
They could.
Oh,
but...
there's a call.
It's Sarah.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Make it snappy.
Hey, 2013 Broncos.
Cody. Who is this?
Cody, yeah. What? 20 what?
2013 Broncos.
Ooh. Is this Cody?
Yep.
Hi.
Hey,
hi, Cody.
Good babbling today.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week.
Okay.
Thanks, Cody.
Bye.
Yep.
963-2976.
No, it's too late.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Look, we have...
We have a minute
seconds.
And 10 seconds.
Okay, a minute and 10 seconds for dun, anyone dun, to call dun, in. 963-297.
There it is. Wait, that's the other game show. What is that? Jeopardy. That's a Jeopardy.
That's what I love about you, Jane. You're always up for a sing along.
Yeah, and I can't even carry a tune.
Me either.
Briscoe, can you?
No,
no,
that's not me.
We should. I wonder if it's. Is it Trey Trey?
Oh, you just did it.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Tune in next week. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Rockin' Broncos. Let's rock.